Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This house is anything but a wonderland. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
That was the beginning of the crime scene video for the Wonderland murders. I watched it, and I regret watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's definitely kind of colored my information and my view on what we're going to discuss.
Yeah.
Watching it before you go to sleep is not a good idea.
You texted me, and you're like, I just watched the Wonderland crime footage.
Yeah.
And I was like,
not a good
idea. I was like, watch some Pixar?
Yeah.
90 Day Fiancé?
No.
How are you going to clear that palette?
I just didn't. I was just like,
You just went to sleep with your own self?
I just went to sleep with my own thoughts. It was, and it's long.
Yeah.
It's, So, if you're going to watch it, proceed with caution,
mm-hmm.
unless you're one of those people that
call a loved one afterwards.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough to watch. But I mean, this is definitely a rough LA story.
Yeah.
For you that we're gonna get into.
I feel like we've been getting going a little darker, darker skewing.
Well, I feel like people.
I mean, I love it.
I love it, and I think people out there. Not in every episode is like that, but I think people. I don't know. People want to even if it scares them, you know, mm-hmm. it's like, I'm terrified of horror movies. I still go see them because I kind of like almost forcing myself to face things that are kind of uncomfortable. And, you know, I'm absolutely in love with the history of Los Angeles.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is a big part. And I, you know, this is a story that is, you know, a major staple. I mean, mm-hmm. the Tate murders are often referenced mm-hmm. in how grisly and brutal this is in comparison.
Absolutely.
So it's one of those, it's very sensational. It's, you know, obviously there's, you know, a lot of things in, you know, in media that have come up. So it's that important. And did I go visit the house? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did I trespass? Yes.
Uh-oh.
We're going to get into
it. Now it's on record.
Yeah. So don't turn me in or do, I guess.
We'll
make an episode out of it.
You're a law. Yeah, we'll.
Yeah, we'll make something out of it.
Someone will arrest Jason.
Yeah.
I will time it.
Yeah.
phone.
Thank you.
Make sure that we get commercial breaks in.
Plenty of commercial breaks.
I'm going to do my part.
You can do your part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to sidetrack for a second, Rebecca and I are talking about coming out to New York City. Have you heard of it?
New York City.
Yeah.
The Big Easy.
Which I found out from
Windy City.
I found it from Rebecca. Somebody told her when she brought up New York, she's like, everyone has to live in New York.
That's right. This is on a date that I went on yesterday. This guy who was like from, wait for it, Northern California.
Yeah. You ever heard of the Bay Area?
Sanctimonious bullshit. Which I actually love the Bay Area. And we've done a couple of stories on the Bay Area. So if you're from there, please keep listening. Donate to Patreon.
Yes.
Patreon / Ghost Town Pod. Did I get it right?
Patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Yeah.
Yeah, I got
it. For those bonus episodes?
For those bonies.
That are stacking up?
Yeah. Stackies. Bonies, stackies.
Nope, that's turning them away. Not helping. Bad marketing.
So go to New York. Yeah, you go to New York for a year and it's like, oh, cool. I guess everyone can just pack up and go to New York. And some people don't even like New York.
Yeah. But no, you have to. Say.
Anyway, he paid for my drink, so that was a win.
So that was good.
I don't know. I mean, but yeah, we're going to go to New York.
Yeah. I'm visiting some fam.
Exactly. I'm going to be teaching a class. If you want to learn about pilot writing, it's called Write That Fucking Pilot. You know, pretty important to my brand to get that fucking in there.
Yeah. But no, that's, see, that you're doing that. That's part of the name of your class.
Yeah.
So we don't count that against your potty mouth that you've been criticized for.
Okay. Jason is keeping tabs on every swear word I say, and I'm very self-conscious of it. Yeah. Or am I? I don't know.
Yeah. You have to give me one cookie every time you curse.
Yeah, from Jason's cookie corner.
Yeah, I got it. My cookie corner is stacking up, baby.
I know, that's right.
I'm going to see Billy Joel as a birthday thing.
That'll be so fun.
We're talking, you know, we're always talking about doing live.
I want to see Billy Joel. What if I got like a better seat than you?
On like Billy Joel's lap?
Yeah.
Why don't we see if Billy Joel can give us a ride? He's going there anyway.
I know. His helicopter.
Pick us up? Yeah, you can't pick us up?
Come on.
I'm visiting some family. We've been talking about, and we'll probably be doing one before this, but doing Ghost Town Live.
Yeah.
So, and then we're to me, I don't know.
Would
maybe
that be something you'd be interested in?
Yeah. Would that interest you?
No.
Do you live in New York? Hmm. Do you want to see us?
Yeah.
What do you want to, take us out to the Chili's and Times Square?
Oh,
or the ESPN zone or something like that? Well, there.
I wouldn't mind that.
No.
Red Lobster, please?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do a tour. We'll do a little tour of just Times Square.
Just Times Square. Authentic New York.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm walking here.
Hey, I want those baby back ribs.
Bright lights, big city, Broadway shows.
So that's something we're doing.
Yeah, that'll be really fun. Yeah. So if you are in the New York area, hit us up. Also, there's places that we should do in New York while we're there.
Absolutely.
See stuff. We would love that.
Yeah.
So let's make it happen.
I'm probably going to be, and I've been there before, is going back to the Dakota where John Lennon was shot.
That's
which is very important to me.
I've actually never been there, even living there.
I've been there. I mean, I made it, you know what I mean? I went there once to an actual kind of like pilgrimage, but I'm going to do another one, you know, for the gram, as they say, for the Insta.
Yeah. That'll be nice.
Yeah.
My trip will probably be pretty short, but I'm going to try to pack in as much as I can. So keep, like I said, keep these suggestions coming in.
Yeah. And maybe we'll see you in New York because you have to.
Follow our Instagram feverishly to see where we're at.
Yeah, Ghost Town Pod.
We're still human beings,
though.
Yeah,
come on.
Can you be respectful?
Yeah, back off, but don't back off ever.
Not at all. But also do. Yeah. But also don't.
We're going to come back to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Los Angeles, the early 1980s.
Mm.
Rebecca.
Disgusting.
You're not going to like this, but people did drugs. Sexy
oh.
drugs.
Whoa. In like Bret Easton Ellis style
uh-huh.
condos.
A lot of white
shag
on white.
Yeah. Carpeting, that like cottage cheese style walls.
Oh, it's so good.
It members makes, only
keeps
jackets.
You thin.
Yeah.
Keeps you
totally.
Thin. You're awake.
LA gear.
So good. But
it's a good time.
We're going to be specifically talking about the Wonderland murders that took place. When the name of your street is Wonderland, it's like great for a future podcast 30 years down the road.
Absolutely.
You know, worked out great.
Wonderland.
It's,
Whipple Street.
You know, I was actually thinking, if other names of streets were like more, but they're all kind of, if the something murders always sounds good.
The Clump Murders.
Yeah, but if I said, hey, do you ever hear about the Clump Murders? You'd be like, what is the Clump? You'd want to hear it. You'd listen.
But you'd be like, oh, something like really, like,
Clumpy?
Wonderland is still sexy. It's
well,
like
that's
sexy.
The thing. It's a very kind of.
Clump Murders, like, nobody got drugs. Like, this is like drugs.
Yeah, it's romanticized in a sense. We're gonna be talking about people. Like, we're not going to be talking about any truly innocent people, though.
Mm-mm.
Everyone's bad.
Everyone's bad.
Everyone's bad.
They single?
Up in heaven? Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Or
perfect.
Probably. Or
absentee.
In hell.
Absentee.
You know, I don't really have a thing for heaven and hell, but I'm probably chilling in hell. You know what I mean? Hanging out.
Yeah.
But the location is 8763 Wonderland Avenue mm-hmm. in Laurel Canyon. So you know in the canyon.
Yeah.
Hills Canyon.
And this is after, like, I think Laurel Canyon is known as a place that a lot of musicians live. Mm-hmm. Jim Morrison, The Byrds, Mama Cass actually died there. So I think it's got this already, like, romanticized thing to it.
You're near Hollywood, but you're up. You know what I mean? Like, no one can touch us up here. Mm-hmm. We love being high in elevation. Uh-oh. We love being high on drugs.
Oh, and also, Frank Zappa's house is actually very close to there, too.
Yeah, so I imagine everyone, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? The Mothers of Invention were hanging out, just chilling.
Just like, what is
going on?
What?
I'm glad they weren't on Wonderland Avenue, 8763, because at least not on July 1st, 1981, because not a good day to be there.
No.
Probably the worst day to be there for anybody. And when I think back, I can't stop thinking about the crime scene video, because it's not one of those things where it's like you show a crime scene video and it's just kind of showing it. It's very, you're seeing it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're seeing it. I know. Well, do it when you're in a good headspace.
So this is not going on our Instagram.
The crime scene photos? Absolutely not. No, I'm not. I don't care how cool it is and mm-hmm. how edgy it is and how rock and roll it is, mm-hmm. how Hot Topic it is. You know what I mean? It's like Marilyn Manson. Am I right?
Yeah, yeah. This is very sexy talk.
Yeah, when I'm right, I'm right. Mm-hmm. So to get into it, on July 1st, 1981, 3 a.m., a group of men armed with lead pipes. So we're not talking.
When you think lead pipe, you think either the game of Clue or someone's getting bludgeoned.
Yeah, this is some kind of like street, like kind of like low, like kind of like rough henchman type thing. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? We're not talking about like, it's not cool with like the heavy artillery. No. It is lead pipes. So you know it's going to be,
yeah,
when it's with like a gun or sometimes it can be clean. This is, you know, this is going to be.
This is going to be messy.
A dirty mess, and maybe mm-hmm. people don't want to hear gunshots. They don't want to have to file off serial numbers or whatever they have to do. But a group of men armed with lead pipes entered 8763 Wonderland Avenue, a well-known, popular drug house. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, you going up to Wonderland? Mm-hmm. Hey, what's up? You going to Wonderland? Mm-hmm. This is how they talk. This is actual dialogue. Hey, what's up, man?
A lot like
hello,
you
hello, man.
T-shirt.
Hello, friend. Hello, cool friend. Drug friend.
Hi. Who wants to get high? High, get high?
On life?
High?
No,
baby. No. I'm going to sell drugs.
Drugs.
And it's like, they have a trench coat. And it's like,
yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Hi. And they do the finger thing. We're like,
get in here. Get over here.
Mm-hmm.
So there was five people staying there. Ronald Lanius, he was the leader. These are not good people. Mm-mm. Don't sit there and be like, poor Ronnie.
They're not your like wedding plus ones.
No. His wife, Susan, Billy Dave Varell and his girlfriend Joy Miller and their accomplice Barbara Richardson. I think Joy Miller, she's the one who was on the lease for the house. These are men beat these people up beyond recognition. Mm-hmm. And when you see the video, it is like it is a huge mess.
A mess of human.
It's a huge mess. For the record, this is technically an unsolved murder. Still to this day.
Interesting.
We'll get into people have been arrested and mm-hmm. have somewhat answered for it, but largely it is a unsolved murder, mm-hmm. technically. Mm-hmm. So Susan survived. Mm-hmm. Susan, which is the wife of good old Ronnie mm-hmm. Lanius. She survived brain damage and had to have part of her skull removed.
Yikes.
So Richardson's body was discovered in the living room next to the couch where she was sleeping. Miller and DeVerrells, their bodies were found in one bedroom, and Lanius and his wife in another room. DeVerrell was sitting up. It's in the video, sitting mm-hmm. upright, slumped over against the TV.
When people in photos and videos like that are like, almost like when they're propped up or when they're like in the middle of doing something or even like when they're like in bed holding it, like anytime where it's like the humanity is like not gone and they're still like almost recognizably like that is very jarring.
It is. It's rough. Mm-hmm. The house is trashed, covered in blood. Mm-hmm. It was like a messy, I don't know if it makes it, if it makes it more personal or it makes it less personal. I don't know what the thing is, but it was a huge mess. And they used hammers and metal pipes.
So they just like busted in to this drug den and just had their fucking brutal way with everything.
Well, in this there. there was a conspiracy to do this that we will get into right after this little break where we compose ourselves for a second.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
All right, we're back in it. We're back in it. So neighbors heard screaming. This made me think of, you know the story about Kitty Genovese? I think I got this right. It was that the idea she was, I think, stabbed a whole bunch of times in New York City in maybe the early 1960s. Mm-hmm. And it was the idea, and if I'm getting this wrong, but I've looked this up a zillion times, where so many people heard things and everyone thought, and I think there was like a, this became like a study or a psychological thing where you're like, oh, well, somebody else heard it, so I don't need to do anything. And there was a lot of that going on, and it probably could have prevented her murder.
Yeah. Well, that's so, like the guy who murdered and raped those women in Central Park by that preppy bar. The preppy murders, essentially, where it's like people heard and everyone was like, I don't know.
Yeah,
just kids in
are they
park.
Fighting? Yeah, just right. Yeah. Are people fighting? And it's that idea. And I'm not sitting here. You know, everyone says, "Well, if I was there, I would bubble." But you
it's
don't
like,
know.
You don't know.
You don't know how you feel. Happen. Listen, there was outside of my apartment. I was like, "Were those gunshots?" Mm-hmm. And I was like, "You know what? They also shoot fireworks." It turns out it was gunshots right across the street, and somebody was killed right across the street from me at the Del Taco.
Oh,
so
man.
Yeah.
When
so
was that, this?
You know, it's. Say October?
Whoa.
Yeah. Yes. I know. Where it's
I've been to that Del Taco.
Yeah, you know it. It's so it made me think of that. But neighbors heard screams. 12 hours later at 4 p.m. finally somebody called the police and said, "Hey, what's going on?" One neighbor heard "Oh God, don't kill me." They heard it and were just like back to sleep. I don't know if everyone's on like, listen, I don't know what's going on Wonderland in 1981. Yeah. Is everyone partying and on drugs, you know?
No, I mean, also think about Laurel Canyon too. And I have some friends that have lived there and also Beverly Glen Canyon. It's places are really close together. Yeah. Like it's actually pretty intimate, even though it's kind of upscale. And even in the 80s, it was not a place that like poor people lived. So everything is really close. You can hear things really clearly. There's echoes in the canyon. You're hearing this like next door, even if you're a block down, like,
and maybe you're assuming. And listen, if you know, being a known drug house, maybe there was loud screaming. I'm assuming that everyone was like,
maybe,
"Oh, hello,
like,
would you like some drugs?"
Pull on the nose to be like, "Please don't kill me."
Yeah,
you know, like, what, you're gonna ignore that and go back to bed?
You know, people don't want to get involved.
Keep watching Cheers.
Yeah, this is before Cheers.
81.
Maybe Bosom Buddies,
Twilight Zone, Mary Tyler Moore Show.
In 81? Yeah. Still in 81?
Oh, late. Maybe not. Yeah. Taxi?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll settle on Taxi?
You'll settle on Taxi.
Okay.
Are you familiar with John Holmes, the porn star? So this is what even made it more. Obviously, kind of growing up and like, you know, I was like, ooh, like pornography. Like John Holmes was, I mean, a little before my time, you know, but John Holmes was like a famous, probably one of the biggest and first famous male
porn
figure.
Yeah. And it's hard not to think about about this case without him. Without him. Also is like this tall, like kind of creepy looking dude.
Really tall, yeah, like weird, like kind of strung out, but kind of cool looking.
Like sallow, but like, yeah, it reminds me of like Terry Richardson.
Yeah.
Which was not a good person.
No.
For the record.
Yeah.
Now that John Holmes is, we'll just get to it.
Yeah, so he was, his involvement also made it very, made it more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, John Holmes, Rebecca, I don't want to sully your image of John Holmes. He was hooked on drugs. Your favorite, one of your favorite porn stars.
My favorite porn star was hopped up.
Yeah, he was hooked on the stuff.
What?
I know. I know the part that's going to be the most shocking. He was hooked on it. He was in a ton of debt, and he would like he was kind of like dealing and then stealing money that belonged. He stole some stuff that belonged to the Wonderland Gang.
Yeah,
which lived in that. That was part of the one. Not everyone from the mm-hmm. Wonderland Gang was there, mind you,
mm-hmm.
but some people and accomplices and such. Yeah. Not everyone from the official Wonderland Gang was there.
Yeah, and when you're trying to do something against the Wonderland Gang, you want to do something against all of them.
Yeah.
You don't want some out there.
You don't want them out there. No.
Over your shoulder.
He was, kind of skimming or stealing to buy more drugs. Mm-hmm. The gang figured it out. They took the keys back to the Wonderland house. So mm-hmm. he was not persona non grata. Yeah.
From the Wonderland house.
Of course, they beat him up, threatened him. Mm-hmm. And so Holmes was like scared. He's like, oh, what are they going to do? A lot of these things are disputed, mm-hmm. but a thing to rob them, you know, he's like, let me figure out, thing. I don't know if he thought this would be a great way to like get them off my back.
Yeah. People think that he instigated the murders.
That he was part of it. No, mm-hmm. There was a robbery, that he helped with the Wonderland Gang. Mm-hmm. I think like a few nights before,
so he moonlights as a burglar.
I think I guess he was probably still in porn, but I think it was maybe...
It's a little...
Yeah, kind of like on the tail end. Well, you've seen Boogie Nights, right? Mm-hmm. So that's based on... It's all based on John Holmes. There's a movie called Wonderland 2. So that kind of like... Boogie Nights kind of has a scene that's very, very similar to what happens in Wonderland. I mean, it's obviously a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
They robbed this, like they robbed this thing. So somebody wanted to get revenge. Mm-hmm. Talk about Eddie Nash was mm-hmm. a big name in this thing. He came up with a plan to assist the gang in robbing one of his wealthy acquaintances who was known to keep drugs, money, valuables. And he drew a map inside the friend's house, which directed the Wonderland Gang with a ton of valuables. And on midnight, June 29th, 1981, so a few days mm-hmm. before, the group gave Holmes $400 to purchase drugs from his friend,
mm-hmm.
and he hung out with him for 6 hours doing drugs.
Yeah.
And he made sure the back door was unlocked mm-hmm. so the gang can gain entrance. So, it was like it was an inside job.
Yeah.
So the Wonderland Gang, armed with guns and fake police badges, mm-hmm. impersonating a police officer, illegal.
Not good.
Don't do it.
Don't do that.
But they were like, no,
you're on drugs, so you're just doing whatever you want.
Oh, yeah. Deverell, Lanius, McCourt, and Lind. McCourt and Lind were not in the house at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel bad. Lind was like an Aryan dude and mm-hmm. heroin dealer. So don't feel bad for any of them. Whoa. They storm Eddie Nash's house, who was he was like a nightclub owner. Mm-hmm. He owned a lot of stuff. He was like,
Yeah.
He was like a big timer.
Parties, Hollywood, champagne, heroin.
Cigarettes.
Stop right there.
No, Rebecca, I'm going to go right through. I'm sorry. Well, they were hooked on cigarettes. Lind attempted to subdue one of Nash's bodyguards with handcuffs, accidentally mm-hmm. shot him in the process. In Boogie Nights, it's like it goes haywire.
Yeah.
The men made their way to Nash's safe. They held Nash at gunpoint, forced him to give the combination. The group made off with 8 pounds of cocaine, heroin. Also known as heroin. I'm sorry, am I using all too much street slang? 5,000 quaaludes.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
There's so many quaaludes.
There's so many quaaludes.
I feel like one quaalude is a lot.
Yeah. I mean, if you're getting looted,
yeah,
like you half. In fact, get one of those little pill cutters that they give you from a scene and cut it into four pieces.
Yeah, divvy it up with friends.
Go crazy.
Yeah, jewelry, guns, and over $100,000 in cash.
Like, if you would have said a tiger after that, I'd be like, yeah, well, makes sense.
That's possible. There probably was some kind of tiger-based thing there.
Mm-hmm.
Holmes was already like, behind this. Eddie Nash was like, Holmes is behind this. Holmes was a suspect in the Wonderland murders after investigators discovered his palm print on Lanius's headboard. So he was there. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was there. He was up in it.
How do you wipe those prints?
When you're 5,000 quaaludes.
Yeah, that's true.
In March 1982, Holmes was arrested and charged on 4 counts of murder. In court, Holmes' lawyer portrayed him as a victim, you know. He was forced to go along with it, or he and his family would be killed. But who's behind it, right? That's what we're wondering. Like, what makes the most sense?
Well, it's also like, who's the worst out of the worst people? Let's try to organize them into bad and fucking deplorable.
Yeah, and Holmes is probably most like a simp. Like, not a good person by any means, like not whatever, but was probably like, I'm just hooked on drugs.
Yeah, and, like, I'm just an addict and I need, like,
please don't kill me.
Involved.
He was forced to go along with the massacre, or he and his family would be killed. Since Holmes was, no difficulty to save the house, sleeping in Lanius's bed, the palm print left on the headboard wasn't a solid piece of evidence. He was there before, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not like he was first time there. Holmes refused to cooperate with investigators on the case and wouldn't assist in the investigation against Nash. So they're like, well, Nash was robbed.
Mm-hmm.
Who probably went and had these guys killed? Probably Nash. What's their common denominator? John Holmes.
Yeah.
He spent almost four months in jail, and by June 26, 1982, he was acquitted of all charges. In 1988, police were still working on the case and knew Holmes was part of the Wonderland killings.
Mm-hmm.
Holmes, had AIDS at the time and was terminally ill. He went to the hospital where Holmes was staying and attempted to get a confession. Efforts didn't happen.
Do you think you would confess if you were part of something and you were going to die?
Yeah.
Would you confess?
I don't know. Like, you think about your, like, do you care about your legacy? You know what I mean? Like, or what's your frame of mind? I don't know. Or do you feel better, like, kind of knowing that that people had the information? Yeah. Maybe. I think if it gave people some peace of mind, I mean, but then again, if I'm confessing to something like that, what kind of person am I? Or is it just like, listen, I made a mistake a long time ago and I want to.
Yeah. I mean, I think the guilt of something, like a murder specifically, like, I think would weigh on you and you would want to. But I don't know. I also don't think I would murder anybody.
Yeah, I think that, Holmes was like, I had nothing to do with this.
Don't think I would.
Yeah, and as people know, John Holmes died on March 13th, 1988, at the age of 43. According to his wife, Sharon, that he was married to for 16 years, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
A wife, you know what I mean?
Seems credible.
Yeah, family man. She claims that he admitted that he was a witness to it and led the people in there and kind of watched them kill everyone. So that's, what she, but again, it's not admissible. It's not part of it, but it's information that's, I believe it. It's probably true. They were like, it's Nash, obviously, Nash was tried for the Wonderland murders in 1991, which ended up with an 11-1 hung jury. There was one holdout, this woman who Nash bribed for $50,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Eddie Nash wouldn't do that.
No, but everyone's like, definitely guilty. And she's like, well, I don't know if I'm convinced.
Why'd you drive here in a Jaguar? Yeah, yesterday you had you took the bus. Yeah, now you have a Jaguar.
An 80 Honda Civic.
Yeah, now you're took a jet? I don't know.
How did you? Your PJ.
Yeah, I don't know how you did that.
Yeah.
In 2000, Nash was investigated by federal agents who charged him with running a criminal enterprise, conspiring to commit the Wonderland murders as well as bribing the jury. By that time, he was 71 years old, not in good shape. Yeah, emphysema. He agreed to a plea bargain in 2011. He pled to running a criminal enterprise as well as money laundering and jury tampering, but still just denied the Wonderland killings. I don't know if there's, afraid of like kind of family retribution, or I don't know what it was. So much time had passed. But he was given a 3-year sentence, with time served, and only 1 year in federal prison, and they ordered him to pay a $250,000 fine. Now, I went to the house.
Yeah.
which I've always wanted to go to. And it's always weird to see pictures because, you know, the pictures are up there and it's always so, everything's so larger than life. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? It's like hills. So you go and it's pretty windy. And you've mm-hmm. been, you've been on Laurel Canyon a million times. But since there's like a Wonderland school, which is right around the corner. I don't know if it was open. That it's just interesting that, like, you know, there's like a school there and it's pretty narrow and right across the street from the house, or essentially the house next to it, there's like a little, it's not like a parking thing, but it's almost like a little indentation where you can turn around, park there real quick, grabbed a pic. It's on the Instagram, which is Ghost Town Pod. I took the picture from inside the garage. So there was no one in the garage. There was no cars in there. So I went into the garage and took the picture. Michelle was taking it. I'm normally a square, right?
Yeah.
As everyone. I mean, you like, I look rock and roll.
Yeah.
But I come like, off like a bad boy. You're like, come on.
I'm just a, I'm a fucking nice dude.
Yeah, come on.
You know?
I have a reputation.
Yeah.
Everyone
but
knows
you're like,
it.
That ain't me, baby.
Yeah, come on. So Michelle took the picture. She was actually surprised. She's like, I guess that's trespassing. And I was like, listen. The ghost town
this
audience
has changed. Me.
You know, the ghost town audience deserves it. My point of view. But it's pretty cool. It's just like you said, everything is so close together. Like let's fit as many houses and it's on, you know, it's on a hill.
Yeah.
So you're driving up and then you're leaving. It's going downhill. And it was just weird it, between kind of being there, you know, and then watching that crime scene video. And then anything else I knew like ahead of time, it's like, it's pretty rough.
Yeah.
You know, it's a pretty, like a pretty brutal situation.
Yeah, definitely. The one thing I think you can maybe take solace in is that, like you said, everyone is shitty. Like there's no one
person. There was no innocent
people. It's not like a child or like a, it's just like, it is a drug-fueled, money-wanting, Quaalude-soaked.
I think Lanius, even that like was maybe linked to like 27 murders. Or these are not good people. Like, you know, do they deserve to be killed? Not for me to say. Do they probably deserve, you know, to
they
be
were into shit that was dangerous.
Yeah, they do. You know, do they deserve to have you know their day in court? And then you know, obviously, whatever. But I mean, who knows? You know, maybe it's like in 1981. Who you know how strict things were. I mean, I feel like the war on drugs didn't happen till the mid to late till crack cocaine came in. I feel like it's when the war on drugs really happened. So I think the stricter drug, from what I remember, stricter drug laws didn't happen until a little bit later.
Yeah.
You know, disco was over.
Yeah. I mean, the late 70s, early 80s was a dirty time for Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Dirty, downtrodden, for a lot of cities. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
But kind of anything.
Economically, a little economic depression. And
yeah.
It's not till like, you know, like the 84 where it was like
it's like,
money.
Whoa, whoa, straighten out. Pop that collar.
Wolf of Wall Street, baby. Big money. You know what I mean? Stocks, bonds, junk bonds.
What's that? I don't know. Savings? What's that?
Yeah. What is that? What, you know what I mean? Like when you can invest $2 a month to get bonus episodes of Ghost Town on patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
We live in a different time.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Embrace it.
Yeah. 5,000 Quaaludes.
Yeah.
Now, will we split that evenly, you and I? Or are we like,
Or
do I get 100 extra for driving?
Yeah, 100 extra. I mean,
but then you did buy Taco
like
Bell on
I
the way there.
I did, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so okay,
so that's a thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
and then you know, it's like, well, I need some. You know, like I need some because, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm in actual pain.
Yeah, is that what Quaaludes are for?
Are they for pain? Are they tranquilize? Are they? They're a tranquilizer. Right?
We're not good. Killer. We're not good at.
We are all about
not
drugs.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.